This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And again, we have Tracy Black with us, who is head of our elder abuse program at Safe Place. And welcome back to our show.
Great to be here.
We were talking a little bit last week, started to get into aspects of elder abuse, and we said it's traditionally the most prevalent case is where a younger person moves in with an older person with the objective of trying to help them in their old age, but really they have an agenda where either they're physically abusing the person, maybe getting even with stuff that happened to them in earlier life, kind of turning the tables, or they're trying to get access to the elder person's finances or their drugs. And those are the common ways in which we see people, isn't it?
It very much is. We believe that, well, and statistics prove us out, that elder abuse is the most underreported crime that there is, and it is indeed a crime. And, you know, domestic violence is just a small part.
Now, Samantha, you are formerly with DSS and had some experience with Adult Protective Services. Tell us a little bit about how that differs from what we're talking about here.
I have worked both Child Protective Services and Adult Protective Services, and it's different. Adult Protective Services involves working with fragile adults. You don't absolutely have to be elderly to be considered fragile. You can have a mental health issue or a developmental delay or some kind of physical disability where the state deems you as a fragile adult. But as an adult, you have a right to stay in a dangerous situation, put yourself in a dangerous situation, and only if you're deemed incompetent can someone step in and actually tell you that you absolutely have to get out of a situation. So we have, oftentimes we'll get calls from doctors or church members, you know, or sometimes a family member saying, well, my elderly mother or my elderly father is in a domestic violence situation, and can you come and get them? And they think since this person is elderly, that we can step in and tell them what to do. Well, you have a right to stay in something when you're 26, when you're 46, when you're 76. So the law does protect older people over the age of 65 from being treated as a child and told what to do. So there is a difference in working in Adult Protective Services versus Child Protective Services.
Now, one of the reasons we have a special program set up for this is that the elderly people are not good candidates generally to come into the shelter, although, you know, they have done this in the past, but frequently they have physical issues or maybe they require special nursing care that we at the shelters just cannot handle. And so...
Exactly, and we don't want to bring them... We were discussing this at lunch, Tracy and all of us were, that we don't want the threats that the elder person's abuser has told them, well, I'll make sure you're out of your house, actually come true. Why don't we keep them in their home, keep them safe in their home, and bring in some skilled nursing care and that type of thing? Get the abusive person out of the home.
And so we have a special program, and Tracy, you've got really a kind of a community organization that's put together to address this problem, don't you?
Yes, recently we have put together an elder abuse coalition, which is some folks with specialties in elder abuse like me, and law enforcement and Adult Protective Services from DSS, but also people from the bank, the folks at Mitchell County Transportation,
Senior Center.
Another important player is Head Start people. They see a lot of grandparents of those little ones coming in and out of Head Start. So it's a coalition of all walks of life, all community organizations getting together to address the issue of elder abuse, and we also talk about the abuse of vulnerable, other vulnerable adults.
Well, if anyone wants more information, how can they get in touch with Safe Place? Give them our hotline number.
They can reach us at Safe Place at 765-4044.
And in Yancey County, you have a hotline number.
We do, and we also have an elder coalition in Yancey County that's compromised of the same types of folks that Tracy described. Our number is 682-0056.
Thank you for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
Begins with me and you.